for now, though, we've got Kate Wilkinson joining us in studio. And Kate is the deputy editor at Africa Check. Of course, you know the big story at the moment. It's not going away anytime soon. The coronavirus. Over 360 deaths have been recorded. The Philippines reported their first coronavirus death outside of China. 44-year-old Chinese man died. In the US, they reported their first person-to-person infection. But 24 countries outside of China have reported cases, with Japan taking the lead, saying they have just over 20 cases, Thailand 19. And then in Europe, the virus has infected 10 people in Germany, 6 in France, 2 in the UK and Russia. And there's also infections in Italy and Sweden, Finland and Spain. And on the continent, we've had interesting reports, as last week we also saw a release from Botswana saying there is a suspected case in our neighboring country. At the moment, South Africa hasn't reported any suspected or confirmed cases of coronavirus here, and flights continue between South Africa and China. It's just such a fascinating, it's fascinating to observe, you know, as the goalposts continue to move and various developments come to the fore. And with that comes a lot of misinformation. And that's what Kate is here to clarify as well. You've been looking at the coronavirus as a team, Kate. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, we have. We haven't had much choice, really. We have been inundated with requests, with people contacting us asking about whether there've been confirmed cases on the continent in Africa, asking us about cures. Our WhatsApp line has been blowing up. On Facebook, we've had many, many posts that have been flagged by Facebook for us to investigate. And it's happening because people are scared. People are freaking out. We've all seen zombie movies. We've all seen movies about flus, you know, wiping out people.
Remember Outbreak?
Exactly.
Yes.
But I think that what's important is that there is clearly a case for people in certain areas of the world to be worried. We should all be cautious, but yeah, panic in this situation is not going to help. So today we're going to be looking at a few bits of misinformation which have been doing the rounds. Some of them, you know, quite normal, you know, reports that there have been cases in Kenya or Nigeria. Others a bit more outlandish about a vaccine being found, and some quite extreme. And those are some quite dangerous recommendations on how you can prevent yourself from contracting the virus.
Right.
And, you know, approaching it from the point of view that if we have accurate information, if we know the facts, we can make informed decisions and we don't need to needlessly panic about the situation.
Absolutely. So there is some information out there that might be intended to make you panic, and you need to interrogate it, look at it twice, thrice, with a very healthy dose of cynicism. So let's start with the first one. We saw reports coming out of Kenya that there is a suspected case there.
So I think before we jump in, we actually need to look at what is the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Because it's this scary word that is making lots of people scared, but it's important just to unpack it a bit. And very simply, the coronavirus is a large family of viruses that cause illnesses, and they range from things like the common cold all the way to more severe diseases like Middle East Respiratory Syndrome or Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, which is known as SARS.
Yeah.
So it's not one virus. And the current strain, which was first reported on the 31st of December 2019 in China, in Wuhan, is known as the novel coronavirus. So this is a new virus in this family of viruses.
Yeah.
And what we saw last week were reports that there were suspected cases of this new strain of the virus in Kenya. And that's what we set out to investigate then.
Right. So this was reported by Kenya's NTV television channel.
Yes. And what they said was that there had been a Kenyan student who was in a passenger on a plane flying from China to Nairobi's Jomo Kenyatta International Airport, and that on arrival, he had shown symptoms of the virus. And that as a result, he was admitted to Kenyatta National Hospital. And that is actually the country's biggest referral hospital. And that was on the morning of the 28th of January, the TV station said.
Right. And this also found life on Facebook, and that's how it was able to be sent around. So this is a TV station. What did you do to get to the truth of this matter about possible case in Kenya?
So we actually found information that was released by Kenya's Ministry of Health, and they had released a statement in which they confirmed that a patient showing symptoms of the coronavirus had been admitted to hospital, and they confirmed that the person had flown in from China, and as soon as this was identified, they were held in an isolation room and that they were later transferred to an infectious disease unit at another hospital, and that they updated the statement to say that this person would remain in isolation until tests had been completed. Mm. So back then, last week when we fact-checked this, we said, yes, there was a suspected case. But we saw this just this weekend that an update was released. And the ministry has since said that there were actually three suspected cases. All of these people were tested, and all of the tests came back negative.
Because that's the other thing, right? And that's part of the questions that have been raised about how Chinese authorities in that particular province, where Wuhan is a huge city, have handled the early days of the virus. So testing needs to happen to confirm that the strain that you have is this novel coronavirus, this new one that has emerged. And so that takes time.
It does. Mm. And even in this case, the tests that they've done in Kenya came back negative.
Yeah.
But they've actually sent they've been doing more testing in South Africa. Mm. Testing continues in South Africa just to further look into the cases that were suspected there.
Yes, I see the World Health Organization made that request for South Africa to be a reference point on the continent for further tests.
Yeah. Mm. And we saw another suspected case popping up. Again, we saw a news article claiming that the first case of coronavirus had been picked up in Nigeria. And there are lots of concerns, especially in a very populous country like Nigeria, that the coronavirus could be easily spread amongst people.
Yeah.
The story went that a man was hospitalized at Britannia Hospital after showing symptoms, and that he had recently returned from China. Mm-hmm. But literally as soon as the story was published, the Nigerian Center for Disease Control dismissed the claim. And they said that there was a person who came back from China. There was medical testing actually at the request of their employer, but they had no symptoms and they were not diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see here that it's hard to speculate to the motives, but it could be the case that people are trying to spread panic.
Yeah.
It could be the case that stories like this are, clickbait, and these stories go viral because we're so interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in all cases, if you hear that, whether it's in South Africa or it's in your home country, that a case has been suspected or has been reported, it's better just to hold off and wait for some confirmation from a Ministry of Health, from the World Health Organization. In fact, every single day, the World Health Organization are releasing situation reports.
Yes.
And, we've seen reports today that Chinese authorities have put the number of deaths at just over 360.
Mm.
But the latest report from the World Health Organization is still from yesterday.
Yeah.
And that puts a number at 305. So, there are people who are monitoring this, providing a country-by-country breakdown. So don't fall for a news website or a Facebook post or tweet that hasn't been verified and cause yourself needless panic.
But we are taking your calls on this. So what's been your experience with the information out there about the coronavirus? Maybe something dropped in your WhatsApp group, on your Facebook feed that you've come across that was of concern. You can share that with us now on 011-883-0702. I know in my WhatsApp groups that's also been happening, little flyers that have been created. One was about reducing your risk of corona infection. Clean your hands with soap. This was largely responsible and had World Health Organization at the bottom. Mm. But you have to be careful about what you believe and what is sent to you. So it is that season where you will find a lot of information. So if it's happened to you on your social media feeds, Twitter, Facebook, in your WhatsApp interactions, where this information that you may believe a suspect has come through, you can contact us on 011-883-0702, because Africa Check has been looking through many of these cases with the help of Facebook, as Facebook has flagged a whole number of them. It's concerning the number, in fact, that's already emerged through one platform. I saw reports around Ghana playing or coming up, developing a vaccine for the coronavirus. How true is that?
So this story was flagged to us through WhatsApp. Someone got in touch with us and sent us a link to a website that was called News 7 PM. didn't look like a real news website, lacked some of the key features that would suggest it's a reputable media house.
Yeah.
But the news story said that Ghana's Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology had successfully created and tested a coronavirus vaccine. And this story, when we started looking online, we saw that it was already taking off. And it was interesting because someone had obviously received it and shot it to us via WhatsApp, and we were actually able to get in quite early before it got too viral.
All right.
And what this website said was that students, and here's another red flag, students had successfully created a vaccine for the virus, and that they were supervised by a professor at the university. But I guess you can probably assume where the story's going.
Of course you contacted the university. Who's responsible for heading up this research?
Well, we actually didn't even need to contact them, because the day that this news story that was published on this website, the university actually released a statement immediately saying this is not correct. They said that reports of a vaccine being developed and tested were false. They said that no such discovery has been made. And they said that the professor who was cited to be involved with this at the university doesn't actually work and has no affiliation with the university.
Mm-hmm.
So what is interesting, though, is at the bottom of this news article, is if you scrolled all the way to the bottom, there was a little disclaimer that said that this was a satire article.
Wow.
But it was all the way at the bottom. You had to scroll through adverts to get to it. And there was no real elements of satire in this. And that's what you have to be careful is often these false news or fake news websites will put a satire label on a story that's just clearly false and is actually just taking advantage of a trending news story or human tragedy. So look out for the satire label. But in this case, it really isn't satire, and it could actually lead people to believe that there is a vaccine for something that we don't have a tried and tested vaccine for yet.
So irresponsible. If anything, that satire should be far more pronounced than just a little footnote on a website. And in the nature of the writing, in the way in which the articles are put together, it should be evident that it's satire and not made so close to official news that it's missed completely. It doesn't seem like satire. Mm-mm. So that's quite problematic. And then drinking bleach to ward off coronavirus.
This is horrifying. And unfortunately, we see a lot of stories like this when it comes to the coronavirus, when it comes to things like Ebola, when it comes to any illness, disease, or epidemic, we see very dangerous cures being promoted and shared.
Yeah.
And I think this is an example of how a cure or a preventative measure for a virus could actually be more dangerous than the virus itself. Right now, the risk to people is high. The World Health Organization has said it's high. But there are people advising people to drink a solution that is essentially a bleach solution to stop yourself contracting the virus. And I'm going to say right from the beginning, this is not true. There is no scientific evidence that shows that drinking or consuming bleach products will prevent you contracting the virus.
So irresponsible. Where did you first come across this?
So this is actually a fact check that was done by our colleagues at PolitiFact, which is an American fact checking organization. And there's actually a global effort at the moment around the world. There are over 30 fact checking organizations working on a project to dispel and debunk and fact check misinformation and false information around the coronavirus. We know it's a global problem, and there's a global response to the health problem that the virus poses. We're also trying to rally a global response to the health misinformation problem that's happening at the moment. So this is what they tackled. They saw it on Twitter, but they've seen it in lots of different other places. And what's really dangerous actually is that, as you could guess, consuming bleach can be very dangerous to your health.
Yes.
And if you do consume these products, you could have vomiting, you could have diarrhea, and in some cases you could have acute liver failure, which could actually threaten your life.
Yeah.
So they have a very interesting rating system. We just have incorrect as our worst rating. But they rated this pants on fire,
which is liar, liar,
pants on fire, because of the severity of this misinformation and the danger and the risk that it poses to people.
Yes. So what they're advocating is using this 2020 spray.
Yeah, so this is actually a spray that has a solution that has been suggested for a number of things. We often see it presented as a miracle cure by people who oppose vaccinations.
Already, yeah. We should be looking at this with
and
great
it's
suspicion.
Being suggested as something that can treat things from autism to cancer and now to coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely not something that you want. What PolitiFact did say is that there has been some research and evidence that shows that some Clorox or bleach cleaning products have been found to be effective against prior strains of the coronavirus, but that's on surfaces.
Yes, you're not drinking it.
You're not this drinking is, it.
You know, to sterilize so your hands.
Yeah, if you're cleaning a classroom or hospital and you're wiping down a surface where people have been touching it, there's been evidence to show that that can help prevent transmission. But there is no evidence, and all the manufacturers of any products will tell you, do not consume this. The World Health Organization has given out its recommendations, some of them that you suggested earlier, and that's, you know, frequently washing your hands, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and practicing what they call cough etiquette, which is, you know, maintaining a distance, covering your mouth when you sneeze or cough, and then washing your hands afterwards.
Yes.
And these are much better ways to prevent yourself from contracting any virus or any illness than these really dangerous suggestions that you consume very harmful chemical products.
Well, we've got a WhatsApp here from Brian in Orange Farm, and he says there's been a WhatsApp message that says people should eat garlic and drink water with garlic to cure it. Don't know how far true that is.
So we have actually, this one was flagged in our office today. We've heard people saying that you should consume water to prevent yourself contracting the virus. We're looking into it. At the moment, we don't have definitive evidence, but my advice would be, like you were speaking about Dr. Google earlier, you know, Google it. But if you can't find a respected university, an institution, a ministry of health, the World Health Organization telling you to do something, then I would not treat it as a trusted and reliable remedy.
Yes, it's not as harmful as the bleach drinking.
No, it's
but
not.
But still, you can't be sitting there thinking I'm curing it with just water and garlic and
absolutely.
You leave out the medical intervention.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you also have to realize that while there are serious, you know, threats to your health, like coronavirus, which is making people sick around the world, dangers to your health can be much closer to your home. They can be your friends and family telling you to try things and remedies and treatments which aren't tested. And this isn't just to do with coronavirus. It can be to do with cancer, to do with HIV.
Yeah.
And trust your doctor. You know, do your research on Google, but really try and make the best decisions with the best information about your health.
Absolutely. Let's get into our last one. Bats have, because with a disease like this, we try and find the source or understand how it came about, how it jumped into human beings or developed and so on. And there's a lot that's been said about its origins. Yes, Wuhan, from that market in Wuhan. But from where? Which animal, which organism did we come into close contact with to lead to this? And bats have now entered the debate.
So there's actually a great article that we're going to tweet. We're doing a thread now on Twitter where we're laying out all this misinformation and the accurate information. And there's a great article that we're going to share from the BBC where they actually did a deep dive into the misinformation around the coronavirus, as well as some of the weirder, you know, hoaxes and speculation about the origins of the virus. And one of them, like you say, has been linked to bats. And this is because there was a video that was shared. It's quite gruesome. It's not for the faint of heart, but it shows a woman eating a bat soup with a whole bat that has been cooked and is still intact. And it shows her holding a cooked bat on camera, and it looks like she's about to bite into it. And she says that it tastes like chicken meat. And the video has gone viral online with people saying that Chinese eating habits are responsible for the creation and the spread of this virus.
No, a whole nation's going to be stigmatized.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the video, though, was not shot in China, and it's not recent, actually. It was recorded in 2016, and it actually shows a travel blogger and a travel show host who is doing a trip to Palau, and that's an archipelago in the Western Pacific Ocean. And the clip has resurfaced on social media years after it was filmed, and it's now been linked to the coronavirus. But it's not legitimate. this isn't related to the coronavirus. And like you said, it's believed currently and suspected that it emerged from markets and wildlife at a seafood market.
Yeah.
And bats have been named in some research as a possible source of the virus. But bat soup, the research shows, is not particularly common place in the country. And investigations into the actual origin of the virus continue.
Mm-hmm.
But sharing this video, you know, encouraging speculation and, you know, stigmatization of a people or what they eat isn't going to help us understand it. It's just going to make us scared and other and reject people. So if you get this on WhatsApp, if you see it on Twitter, don't share it. Respond
yes.
and say this isn't true.
And I wonder how many of us do that in these WhatsApp groups, because it's often ha ha ha.
It's very hard.
It's meant to be a space where you gather and you kind of, as a collective in that in so-called privacy of the group, can really loosen up and speak your open and honest thoughts. I haven't seen, as you know, sometimes when you do, you're seen as a grouch.
You are. It's a hard role to play.
Yeah, as that person in the group who sucks all the fun out of things, because you're like, guys, why are you sharing this? This is irresponsible. Oh, Azza, there you go again.
So I have a solution. We're also tweeting a link to how to fight misinformation on WhatsApp, and it's 5 questions you need to ask. So if you don't want to be a grouch, the next time someone posts a video or a fake news article, just respond with a link. Just drop a URL and then you can leave.
Yeah.
And maybe people will click through and it'll tell you to ask who wrote it.
Mm.
You know, look on hoax websites to see if it's true. And then you don't need to say anything. You just drop the link, send them to us. We got it.
Because, you know, when they see you typing at the top, they like start rolling their eyes. Oh, there she goes. We got one from a WhatsApp, in fact, from one of our listeners who has screen grabbed a headline that was in the Times Live. Cocktail of flu, HIV drugs appear to help fight coronavirus, Thai doctors, according to Thai doctors.
So I think we're either in the process or we have fact checked that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to check in with my team now, and if we have the link, I'll tweet it and I'll tag you in it, and then the listener can jump on there. But if anyone else has anything else, you can tweet to Zanya, she'll pass them on to us, or tweet at Africa Check.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a queue of coronavirus things that we're fact checking, so we'll just add it to the queue.
I'm so glad that people are utilizing, are turning to you to verify information, because the volume also says we're much more aware. We're aware.
We have to be. There's no way that you can function in society. People do, but you have to be so tuned in. You have to be aware. You have to be questioning, because, you know, we all use information and we need good information.
Mm, precisely. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Azza.
That was Kate Wilkinson, the deputy chief, no, the deputy editor at Africa Check. Follow them on social media as well, Africa Check. I'll retweet all the links that they've tweeted regarding this particular conversation, and you can send the claims that you have seen to them or to the show, and they'll join the queue of demystifying, clarifying, setting the record straight on some of the information out there.